live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Today on QCL, the Easter Bunny is sneaking up on us this year with the holiday coming up this Sunday. Lago Marcinos is here with a look at some of their Easter treats.
April is Dog Appreciation Month. We'll visit with an adorable pet and an adoptable pet when we sit down with Animal Aid Humane Society.
And later, Project Renewal's Fit Fest is back this year as the nonprofit celebrates a milestone anniversary. We'll get a preview of part of the obstacle course created by student volunteers. You're watching Quad Cities Live on this Monday, March 25th. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Morgan Otier.
And I'm Kyle Keel. What are you laughing at? Probably me. I can't read the words in the prompter, right? All right, well, I'm Kyle Keel. Crossroads Cultural Connections is an organization dedicated to elevating Henry County, Illinois, as well as the surrounding areas socially, culturally, yeah, I can't read today, and economically through music and performing arts. John Taylor can probably tell you more a little bit about it than I can. He is the founder of this really impactful nonprofit. John, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on here.
So it's one of the newer organizations in the area, one of the newer nonprofits. You organized this in 2021, so tell us why you decided to get this organization up and going.
Yeah, so I had started actually doing this sort of work about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And eventually we got to the point where it was like, well, and I had been partnering with other nonprofits the whole time, but I finally got to the point where it was like, you know, we need to form our own nonprofit just to be able to have the impact that we want to have, just because a lot of the other nonprofits we were partnering with had a kind of a narrow geographic scope, and we wanted to be able to impact the entire area. And so that's how Crossroads Cultural Connections formed.
And it's all based on this idea that like live music, live performances, that is really like something that can connect us with one another.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've worked this entire time just to create these moments and invite these performers to this community, which many would consider like a small town community, a small town feel.
Definitely.
And not only does it kind of connect the people that live there, but it brings new people in.
Right, and it becomes, for some of these musicians, like a second home, because you know, they get treated really well here. You know, in terms of the hospitality, we do a potluck before every show, which, you know, home cooked meals go a long way when you're living off of food from gas stations and stuff like that. You know, and so and you know, we generally host the artists in people's homes, so they get to know people and they get to, you know, make relationships and have a connection to the area that makes them want to continue coming back. And, you know, it's been neat all around.
Super cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you are hosting one of those live performances actually tonight.
I'm going right there after
you
this.
You are, yeah.
So thanks, Susie. You have me on first.
Yeah, of course. So talk about the band Jig Jam.
Jig Jam.
Am
so
I saying it right? Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Originally from Ireland.
Okay. Oh, cool.
So yeah, and they actually just got their citizenship in the U.S. They live in St. Louis now, but yeah, from Ireland. They play bluegrass music, but with kind of a Celtic tilt on it. Really fun. They've been coming for years. I think 8 or 9 years they've been coming now.
Oh, wow. That's well, great. I think we have like a little video of them, so people can kind of take a listen.
Sweet. Let's listen.
Well, I'm going across a mountain, going in a swing, when I reach the other side, hear my trillin' sing, hear my trillin' sing, hear my trillin' sing.
Okay, that's really fun.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. They played the Grand Ole Opry like a year ago.
Oh, really?
That's what this clip is from.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
Kind of a big deal.
So the info on tonight's concert, Jig Jam, that's the group that we just saw. The potluck starts at 6. The concert starts at 7 p.m.
Yep.
You do ask for a suggested donation. This is what keeps everything moving. So $20 to $30 is the suggested donation. Another great thing is that this isn't all ages. This is a family-friendly show.
Totally.
As well.
My kids will be there. There'll be other kids.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
And then coming up in about a month, you've got another performance. And this is all part of a partnership with Quad City Arts. Obviously very important on bringing arts in the Quad Cities, all sorts of different arts. So let's talk about the band that'll be playing in a month, Makumba.
Yeah, Makumba, they're from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
And this will be our first time hosting them, but very excited to be able to do that. They're gonna go into a couple schools, probably 3 or 4 over the time that they're here. And then we're gonna do this public concert. And because of the grant that we got from Quad City Arts, yeah. that'll be free. Mm-hmm. If people want to make donations, that'll just go to support the organization and help, you know, all the things that we've got going on. But yeah. It's technically free. So
I think we have, and I correct me if I'm wrong, Claire, but we have some music from Macumba as well. So let's awesome. Take a listen to that.
All right, so we just got to listen there to Macumba. So they are going to be coming Wednesday, April 24th. So you can mark your calendars. Yeah, the concert will begin at about 7 p.m. The potluck is at 6 p.m. And as John was mentioning, it's free for admission, but obviously you will take any donations that you can get to support this very impactful organization.
We'll also have Regan Hatfield. He's going to be doing some live painting during that concert, too.
Wow.
So, and if someone wants to purchase that artwork afterwards, mm-hmm. they can. But
that's great. Yeah. You also talked about the fact that Macumba is going to be visiting different schools. You guys do have that that visiting artist series. We do hear it about a lot about it in the metro because mm-hmm. of QC Arts, but that is something that you have implemented in your area as well.
Yeah.
Talk about how that all works.
Yeah, so really what we're doing is inspired by what Quad City Arts does and has done for, I think, 50 years now.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So we do basically the same thing where we're bringing these artists into the schools. They come in and they do a variety of different things depending on what that artist specializes in or what the school wants. But it's really neat because what we focus on is trying to bring in international artists into these schools. So giving the students an opportunity to meet people from all parts of the world, learn about their cultures, learn about their music, all that stuff.
Very cool.
All right, so you have a lot going on, and all of this information can be found on the website, including an upcoming fundraiser that is happening
trivia.
At the April 26th, Trivia Night. So you can find all that information on the website listed on your screen. You can visit xroadscc.org. You can also donate to the organization by clicking the donate button that's at the top right-hand corner of the screen. So, John, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Yeah, tonight should be fun. Have fun.
I will. Absolutely.
We appreciate you being here today.
Yes.
Well, the Easter Bunny will be arriving in less than a week. We'll talk with Lago Mercinos after the break about some sweet treats created for the holiday.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
If you're scrambling for the perfect treats to fill those Easter baskets in time for Sunday, we've got you covered. Actually, Lago Mercinos has you covered. Katie Lago Mercino Hilton is here from this Quad City staple. Katie, thanks for stopping by today. The table that you've laid out looks so Easter and holiday and perfect, just like you guys do every single holiday. So thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys have lots of stuff in the shop right now.
We do.
So I guess where should we start?
Well, so this time of year, we're known for our chocolate-filled Easter eggs. So this is something that my family has been doing for over 100 years now.
It's incredible.
So we have our really big ones. Our extra-large deluxe assorted egg is filled with our homemade chocolates, and then inside it has our creams, caramels, nut clusters, English toffee, all the good stuff.
Well, I love how you kind of created it so that we could see what you were talking about, because if you had just brought the whole thing, I don't think I would have realized. But this thing is jam-packed full of the chocolates that you guys make at Lago Mercinos.
So we make chocolate shells, and then we pack the candy inside, and then we adhere them with more chocolate, and then we finish it up with more chocolate.
It's amazing.
Yes, it's a labor of love.
It is. And there are two sizes for that, right?
Well, we have multiple sizes. So in the deluxe assortment, we have a small, medium, large, and extra large.
Okay.
And then I also brought our children's egg, which is very popular. And this one's filled with jelly beans, sweet tarts, gummies, and chocolate.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're seeing some really cool things on the screen. You just talked about how you guys create them, and that's kind of what we're showing people. So what else do we have over here?
So we have our solid chocolate bunnies. We have Pete Jr. and then Small Pete, and those come in milk and dark chocolate, and of course they are solid, which people love.
Yes.
Then we have these really cute,
these are so cute.
Chocolate-covered pretzel rods that are decorated to look like carrots.
Adorable.
And then for your ease, we have Easter baskets done up for you, ready to go, that are filled with a whole bunch of different Easter goodies, gummies, jelly beans, and some foil wrapped chocolates.
Yes.
And then, of course, our chocolate bunnies and Oreos.
This is so great. So this is what they look like here. And I was telling Kyle, when you walked in and you set up, I said, this is what I need. This is perfect. I don't think I'm alone, and maybe I am, but please don't tell me if I am, that Easter snuck up on me this year.
It did. It's so fast this year. So early.
Yes. It is so nice to see something like this that's like not only like unique for the child, but unique to our area.
Yeah.
You guys really clearly spend a lot of time making everything look perfect. So yeah, this
is
a great option.
Then we have these really cute, they are marshmallow peeps that we have covered in chocolate and put a little bunny tail on there, and they are just delicious and super cute.
They're adorable. My daughter loves peeps. I will say that for her. So what would you say is kind of the most popular Easter items among customers? Because of course you guys have this stuff that is very like themed for Easter.
Sure.
But you probably have those standbys too that people just go in and they have to purchase.
Yeah, I mean, we have our like pre-made assortments as well, but this time of year it's the eggs.
Yeah.
Eggs. We do shipping nationwide. We have them ready to go for local delivery in the Quad Cities and also for pickup.
What is your favorite item, being somebody who is part of this family that, is what, fourth generation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what would you say is your favorite Easter item?
Oh my goodness. There's just too many. Like, I've been just craving like solid chocolate, so I'll be eating like a solid bunny or something.
Yep. One of the peeps?
Yep.
Very cute. Well, and one thing I will add too, because I don't think you mentioned this on camera, but these eggs that you were talking about that are chocolate filled, they were created more than 100 years ago.
Yep, we've been doing them for over 100 years. So.
I absolutely can't get over that. It's just such a staple and such a cool thing in our community. So
thank you
so much. Yeah. We want to mention to everybody that Lago Marcinos has two locations in the Quad Cities. There's one in downtown Moline. Is that the original location?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the Village of East Davenport there on 11th Street. You can pick your goodies up at either store, but you should definitely get there sooner rather than later just to make sure you get what you want, especially if you saw it on TV today. You can also order online by heading to lagomarcinos.com or by calling the phone number on your screen. Again, Katie, thank you so much for stopping by and showing off everything you guys have.
Thank you so much for having us be here.
Yes, of course. Well, happy early Easter to you. Up next on QCL, meet our friend Teddy. We'll learn more about this adoptable pup and find out about ways to give back during Dog Appreciation Month.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
April is Dog Appreciation Month, and today we're going to learn all about the ways we can make an impact by donating toys, time, or money to our local animal shelter.
Yeah, Vicki Sanders is the president of the Animal Aid Humane Society in Moline, and she joins us now, Vicki. And you brought a friend with us today, and let me tell you, Morgan wants this to be her new best friend. This is Teddy. Really, tell us more about Teddy. Look at him.
Look at it.
Teddy's
such a cute guy.
He's supposed to be 5 to 6 years old, and he's one that has to be groomed every now and then. And he's super, he'd love to go for walks, you know. He needs somebody to get some of this excess weight off of him.
You look great.
So obviously we look at his face, we can definitely see the Yorkies. He's got Yorkie and
Pomeranian. Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's very, very sweet. I love him so much. Yep. Yes, I do. So talk about what he's like with other people.
So far he's been great. He did snap at somebody at a senior high rise, so they made her get rid of him.
Okay.
But I tell you what, he's been in here for the better part of the last 45 minutes or so, and he's not made a sound. So
He is protective over his owner.
Okay.
And if anybody knocks on the door, he will let them know.
He will bark.
He's very good at that.
I feel like that's true of Pomeranians a lot of the time.
Well, it is
too,
him.
Just different breeds. Yeah.
When somebody comes to the shelter, he lets us know.
Well, we've had a good time with him.
We have.
So he likes walks, he likes rides, he is up for adoption, and he is very, very sweet and cute. So we just mentioned off the top that April is Dog Appreciation Month. So we wanted to talk about some of the ways that we can show appreciation for dogs, and maybe that's the dog in your life, but maybe you kind of want to show that in a different way, and we can do that at our shelter.
Yeah, with donations of food, toys, you know, spending time, dog walking, coming and spending time with our dogs, kind of help them find homes. And then also training. We need somebody to come and help train.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So what kind of background, does somebody need an extensive background in dog training to do that?
Well, or? With the a few of our dogs, it would be nice because they do need some extra work. So, okay. I mean, they love each other, you know, but to get them that right home, they need some work. So, you know.
So if someone's watching right now and they want to be one of those volunteers at the Humane Society, maybe not necessarily having to train the dogs, but obviously you mentioned Teddy could use a walk or two. You know, it's always good for them to get their exercise and fresh air. What kind of other volunteer, I guess, ideas or options do people have?
Well, for dogs, that covers it, training and spending time with them and donating the food and toys and monetary donations. We spend a lot of money on spay and neuters and
I was going to ask, when people, you know, when they do the monetary donations, a lot of people think, you know, dog food, cat food, supplies of that nature, but you guys do take in a lot of animals that need medical attention, even beyond spaying and neutering.
Oh, yeah. We have a feral kitten right now that's about 6 months old that we had to have her front leg removed.
Oh.
It was broke and they couldn't fix it, so it had to be. So we spent quite a bit of money to have that removed, and now he needs somebody to spend some time with him to get him adoptable.
Oh,
right
sure.
now he's just scared of us, but he likes the cats. He loves anybody wants a companion for their cat, he'd be fine.
He'd be good for that.
Yeah.
And obviously, any animal that you get into the shelter, you just don't know what kind of other issues might arise as far as vet costs go.
Right, and then we have over 100 cats, so we go through a lot of food and a lot of litter, you know,
It's that time of year, correct? I mean, I think we've been hearing that across the board, like the spring season, it kind of gets a little bit crazy.
It's just always seems like with cats, it's you know, it's like, there's so many wanting to come in compared to what's going out the door.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
So we need foster homes too for mama cats and kittens or just kittens. So, if they want to foster for us, that'd be great.
Hi, Ted.
Yeah.
Hi, good boy. Oh, he's so cute. Well, I am hoping to take Ted home today, but
me too.
If you beat me to it, Animal Aid Humane Society is located on 50th Street in Moline. You can visit during their normal open hours, or you can make an appointment. Well, we have a fun Friday segment called Wins of the Week, where we celebrate something in our personal lives, big or very small, like hot sauce last week. We're extending that now on Mondays, calling it Wins of the Weekend.
Yeah.
So do you have a win?
I do.
Okay.
It's not like a huge win, but we're doing the small ones
as well.
You know, the last several weekends for me have been very busy. We just have thing after thing to do. This weekend, we didn't have much to do. So yesterday, we were kind of sitting around the house, wanted to get out, didn't really have much to do outside because it was kind of gloomy. So we're like, you know what? We'll just go to the mall.
Yeah.
We'll go to the mall, see what happens.
Kids love the mall.
They love the mall. They love the mall. We went on the little carousel, and then we were walking back, and without us telling them, they held hands. So I snuck up and got a couple of pictures, and this was right before they actually saw the Easter Bunny for the first time. We didn't stand in line, but we just wanted to see their reaction. They didn't get scared.
They didn't get scared?
Yeah.
Oof. I don't know about
Darby.
She's 5, and I still think that she wouldn't go near. We'll see. So my win of the week, I just rejoined, you know this, Kyle, that I just joined another, the running group that I had done to prep for the half marathon in the summer.
Yeah.
So I just joined. I'm hoping to do a half marathon on Memorial Day.
You can do it.
So this weekend, I had one of my first long runs. I had to do it by myself just because of some childcare issues. So I didn't get to go with the group, but I got 6 miles in. Without stopping.
Very nice.
And that's the only picture I took there at my turnaround, which was right past the Isle of Capri Casino there in Bettendorf.
Oh, and you ran right along the river.
Yeah, right along the river. It was really nice. It was cold, like I had to bundle up a little bit, but warmed up pretty fast.
I'm hoping to get one of those jogging strollers this spring so I can take both of my kids. That way.
Those are key.
I mean, I take them in their stroller right now. I run down the street. So if you see me running down the street with the stroller, I'm crazy.
No, you didn't.
But right, exactly. But I hope to get an actual one.
If you see him, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, well, coming up in our next half hour of QCL, how a local electrical company is trying to solve a growing concern, the need for more young people in the trades industry.
Plus, a preview of Project Renewal's Fit Fest, which is coming up next month.
And later, a small town rec center that's creating a big buzz among community members. We're getting a behind-the-scenes look at this special space in Viola, Illinois.
live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Well, we keep hearing it. We need more people to take on careers in the trades. And local electric companies say current electricians are retiring faster than they can be replaced. Shaw Electric is responding to that and trying something to get more students interested in the field. Julian Vandervelde from Shaw Electric is here. Julian Vandervelde, I don't think I pronounced all the consonants in your name. Thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure. I'm a little intimidated having to follow the cutest guest
Teddy.
I think you guys have ever had in
Teddy.
What? But
you're not alone. Everybody feels that way, including me. He was the star of the show. So you guys just held your first ever Shaw University. In fact, one of our reporters covered it, and we aired that story at 6 p.m. last week. It just seemed like a fabulous day. Where did you come up with the idea for Shaw University? And what is it that happens there?
Well, so Shaw Electric's been around for 80 years. We're in our fourth generation of ownership through the Shaw family. And so we've seen kind of the ups and downs with the trades and the trends that go on. Last year, we were fortunate enough that West Branch High School reached out. They had a student who had qualified for the Skills USA Championship, which is kind of a trades competition here in the state. And we are a member of Associated Builders and Contractors. We're a merit shop. We're a very highly regarded and award-winning shop. So they said, hey, can we send this kid to you and you work with him for a couple of weeks and get him ready for this competition? After we had finished that, we thought, this is cool. I wonder if his class would like to see what he's been up to. So we brought about 20 kids from West Branch down. They got to kind of hang out with us for about half a day and see what we did. And we just kind of after that decided to expand on it. I thought, how can we bring this about to more schools, to more kids, give more people who might be interested in the trades a deeper look, more than just you might get at a little, like, you know, 5-minute booth at a job fair sort of deal.
Absolutely. I mean, what a unique way to have gotten into this sort of outreach among students, if you will, because I think for so long, I know possibly when you and I were in high school, the track was simply, you know, try to get into college, go to college, go to college, find a career after you go to college. And, you know, now we're seeing, especially in our area, manufacturing is really like the bread and butter here in the Quad Cities. That aside, I mean, the trades, it's like you can learn something different. You can excel at that. You can have a fabulous career doing that.
Absolutely. And I think that was one of the coolest things about this was, aside from the fact that they had a full day of practical application, hands-on training in what electricians actually do, we also had a panel over lunch where we had electricians that are a part of our organization come in and talk to the kids. And we had, you know, guys who had come directly out of high school. We had guys who had gone to trade school, gone to community college, guys who had been to the military and come out and then gone into the trades, guys who this was their second or third career after they'd already started another career after going to a four-year college and decided that wasn't for them. So this was an opportunity for kids to see that not only are there more work than there are workers, so there's more opportunities within the trades, but also you don't necessarily have to make that decision right now. If this is something they really enjoyed, great, maybe this is for you. If it's not, cool, we've just saved you time and energy on a career you might not have actually enjoyed. And if it's something you feel like you can come back to later, even better.
Yeah. Well, this event that you guys held last week, you said in an email, hey, it went off without a hitch. I mean, you guys, I mean, we're seeing some photos from the event. Of course, I said we had a reporter there, so we had some video of everything that you guys were doing. 66 students from 9 area high schools. That is incredible on its own. What are the different things that they got to see? What were they shown?
Yeah, so we kind of took them through the entire process that one might actually have in terms of a daily, you know, regimen that they're going through. So we had an area that was about blueprints and planning and detailing and design and actually the pre-construction side of things.
Yeah.
We went through some prefabrication, conduit bending, wire pulling, wiring actual circuits, arc flash suits, and some of the more highly energized things that we do, all completely, you know, uncharged, obviously, and safe. But safety demonstrations, we dropped a strut through a watermelon and, you know, demonstrated hard hat awareness and all these other things. They all got to take home their own PPE, so gloves and safety glasses, so they're ready to go.
That's awesome.
Keeping 66 high schoolers entertained and on task for a full day was a challenge, but they really pulled it off.
Congratulations to you
doing
that. No, honestly, though, this is the epitome of a hands-on experience that you were able to give these kids, and I'm sure, I mean, it was amazing for a lot of them. So it seems like schools, businesses, they're starting starting to do more as far as helping kids that might be interested in the trades to expose them to that. You said that you're going to be holding an event like this again. When do you think that'll happen? Is this going to maybe be an annual thing, or are you going to try and do it more often than that?
The goal is certainly for it to be annual. Sure. This is our inaugural event, and I think we stuck with those 9 high schools, very selective in terms of the number of students and only to this side of the river because we weren't really sure how it was going to go, and that was the easiest way to organize it. We're certainly hopeful that this becomes an annual event, that we can expand it perhaps outside of the electrical trade to other trades, to additional high schools, to additional students. It doesn't necessarily have to get, you know, enormous, but we want to keep that focused mentality of if there's something you want to do, here's a full day. It's better than 15 minutes at a job fair just kind of poking around a booth.
Fabulous.
But we are hoping it expands.
That is amazing. It looked like it was a great day. If you're interested in learning more about becoming an electrician, or if you have a project that you need done, you heard all about Shaw here at the beginning of the segment, you can call Shaw Electric at 563-323-3611 or check them out online at shawelec.com. Julian, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It sounds like what you guys are doing is pretty cool.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah. We certainly think so.
Absolutely. Well, coming up next on QCL, it is time to celebrate 50 years of Project Renewal. We'll preview an upcoming annual FitFest.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Project Renewal's annual Fitness Festival, or FitFest, is back next month, and registration is open right now. Ann Schwickerath and Lorena Steinke are from Project Renewal. They're joining me in the studio now. Ladies, welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate you being here to talk about this amazing event that garners so much support every year, so we're asking for folks to come out and support again this year. And you guys are celebrating a big anniversary.
Yes, Project Renewal will be celebrating its 50th year as an organization this summer.
Amazing. So, Anne, talk a little bit about what Project Renewal is, what you guys have been doing over these past decades to help out kids and folks in the neighborhood.
We're a nonprofit organization, and we have after-school and summer programming for children in all grades K through 12. That's one of the unique things about us, that we can serve all that grade level range, and so a whole family is able to come. So we have specific cohorts and activities for elementary, junior high school, so they're being followed, and the longer they're with us, the bigger impact there is, and there are greater chances of success. So we help them with homework. If they don't have homework, we give them things to practice. We do tons of field trips in the summer, STEAM activities, year-round, crafts, baking,
it's
sports.
Fun. Yeah, it's absolutely fun. Well, speaking of fun, Lorena, the Project Renewal Fit Fest, it's coming up on Saturday, April 20th. So what are the types of things that participants can expect?
So they can expect a lot of fun. Yeah. We will have, what is this called?
Obstacle course,
because I just forgot. Yeah. We will be having a Zumba, I believe, in the park itself. We will have a kind of a, what's a,
the inflatable.
Inflatable, yes.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
Yeah. We have a lot of things planned for these kids, a lot of sports, a lot of different obstacles that you can do with a partner.
Yeah,
so
it's like
awesome.
Just an emphasis on being active, I think, overall. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's not even about like who can win. It's just kind of like getting out there and having a great time.
Exactly.
So this is a family-friendly obstacle course. What I think is really cool, Anne, is that St. Ambrose University student volunteers, they help create everything.
Yep. So there's 10 obstacles. We block off the street from Gaines to Marquette on 6th Street, and you go through each station with a partner to either you do it side by side together having fun, or you need a partner to complete the obstacle or the challenge to move on.
Okay.
So kind of mimics life, going through the good times and celebrating the good times together and helping through the hard times. So it might be a sport specific drill, whether it's soccer, dribbling around cones, or it could be a disc golf obstacle.
Speaking of, so you brought your student volunteers and some folks in with you today. So talk about what they're going to show us.
A couple of our St. Ambrose volunteers and a couple Project Renewal youth. So they'll go through, this is an agility ladder example. And that can be done in different, there's different ways to go through an agility ladder. Sometimes it can be like hopscotch.
She did the disc golf.
Yep. Oh,
and
they made them,
guys.
Yes. Yep.
That's amazing. Okay, go for it.
Oh, almost. So sometimes there might be something happening, or one of the obstacles is something you've never heard of, or you wished you've seen and like, oh, I've never been able to try that. So you get to experience something new.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a lot of fun. Obviously, this is a fundraising event. So talk about specifically from this event where proceeds go.
All the proceeds go directly to youth programming, especially for our summer program coming up. Like I said, we do tons of field trips. All our kids go to swimming lessons. We provide breakfast and lunch throughout the summer, treats throughout the day, hence our nickname, the Treat House.
Yeah. Lorena, kids that are 12 and under, they get to participate for free. It kind of just goes along with kind of the mission.
Yes, yes. So it is, look, for a nonprofit. So yeah, a lot of the kids in that age will be able to
do that for free, and then anybody else that signs up will, you know, they'll pay the donation fee.
Right.
So one little thing that I wanted to ask Anne about, a couple of exciting things before we run out of time, an upcoming 6-week program for girls and women.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you guys have done before?
It is. This is our third year.
Awesome.
It's 6 weeks. We meet once a week on Mondays at 6 p.m. at River's Edge on the riverfront. And it's for girls 10 and older, moms, sisters, aunts, grandmas, to come together. We have a speaker for about 10 minutes to talk about either women-owned businesses or stretching or gear or whatever topics are of interest. And then we head out. We have therapists who are there to help people if they want to get into a program, walking or running or jogging. And we go out on the bike path for different timed increments. And
That's awesome. That's very, very cool. Well, Project Renewal's Fit Fest is coming up on Saturday, April 20th. It runs from 9 to 11 a.m. at Sister Conchetta Park, which is located at 6th and Warren Streets. Registration, as we mentioned, is $20, but kids ages 12 and under compete for free. For more information on that, visit Project Renewal online at projectrenewal.net. You can also call the number on your screen. We are out of time, but I will mention you guys are going to be expanding.
Yes.
So your support in the community is so much more important just to help you guys continue to grow. Anne and Lorena, thank you so much
for being here today.
Well, coming up on QCL, a community space in Mercer County, Illinois, allowing people to learn, enjoy, and gather. We'll take a closer look at the Rec Center next.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
The Rec Center, located in Biola, Illinois, is offering the community a place to gather, learn, and grow together.
Yep. Robin Messerly is the woman who created the Rec Center, and she's joining us now. Robin, thanks for being here today.
My pleasure.
We
thanks
just
for having
talking
me.
About everything you guys have going on at the Rec Center, and we'll get to all that in just a minute. I love this, though. You describe this as a no-frills, affordable, and close-to-home option.
Yes.
Which is honestly why we sign up to join gyms, community centers, all of that in the first place. Why did you feel like the Viola, the Mercer County community needed this space?
I moved out there about 7 years ago, and I loved the small town life. I quickly said, yep, I will claim that for me. I like this. But I did feel like my town was missing that gathering place. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just something else that I feel like we need, and people need people.
Yeah.
So just creating opportunities for people to gather just became a passion of mine. So.
And you mentioned people need people. I mean, leisurely time, recreational time, it's very important for our overall health.
It really is. It's really important to your mental health to be face-to-face with one another, but also doing physical activity and the simple act of smiling is good for you.
Interacting with others as well.
Yeah, moving your body. Well, tell us about the different classes, programs, and events that we can find at the Rec Center, because you guys really, like I was saying, you run the gamut of stuff that you offer. There's fitness, there's arts, there's life skills. So kind of go through, obviously, just a few of the different things.
Sure. Monday through Thursday, we hold weekly classes, and a lot of them are arts-based. Dance, tumbling, but all in a more fitness, fun way for adults and for kids. Art, sign language is a new class we have. Theater class is coming back in April. And so we have all ages, something that we're trying to offer that way. And then monthly we do some adult crafting, so macrame or card making class, which is really great fun.
Yeah.
Those types of things happen on a monthly basis too, and more during the weekend for teens and adults.
So something for people of all ages to do
right
down at the Rec Center. So talk about more of of the activities that you have to offer? You know, we mentioned we got to move our bodies, so you offer many different activities at the rec center as well.
Yes, yeah. Something new that's been really great for the ladies. We had some yoga, and we've been in between having an instructor for that. So I created a bar fitness class. So
oh, wow.
B-A-R-R-E. We're not drinking. We're at the ballet bar.
That's for the after hours.
Right, but even just a slow movement workout, you know, ballet is so good for your body, and you don't have to be a ballerina to enjoy it as just a fitness.
Those are tough. Those are tough classes too. Those bar classes.
They can be.
They are what you make of them.
That's right.
Let's just say it that way. So yeah, who teaches the classes? I know you yourself step in and do
I
some
do.
Stuff too.
You know, I'm kind of a. You know, I do a lot. I wear all of the hats right now, and I have a great. Pool of friends and family that I use, but then within the community, and that's what I hope to grow even more, is less of me teaching and more of just the people within the community that are coming in to share their skills. So
what has the response been like? I can only imagine. I mean, I'm seeing those photos of those cute little kids dancing around in a circle. You know, if people that didn't have that before or didn't have it nearby, they have to just feel like this is such a blessing.
I am very thankful. I get encouragement on a regular basis that, you know, this is something that the community appreciates having around and, you know, in the style and form that we're doing it, that it's, you know, it's very accessible and affordable to many, so.
So you have a lot of fun upcoming events here in the next month coming up in April, so let's touch on some of those.
Yes. A really exciting one is our, in honor of National Scrapbooking Day. We're fortunate to have a scrapbooking event that happens like quarterly. And so it kind of is falling right in line with this national event that's happening. So right at the end of the month, we'll have that National Scrapbooking Day, but we also have a movie night.
That's fun.
We pair that with cribbage clubs, so the adults can play the fun game of cribbage while the kids are in the other room watching a movie. Euchre Club is a great thing that happens. We usually do that on a monthly basis, and that's a club that's been growing, and it's turned into a great like potluck time. People bring food in, and we're sharing food, and we're playing cards.
I love that.
Yeah, it's been a great time.
I do want to mention too, I read on your website that this is also a space that people can rent out. So if they have an event or like something that they have going on, they can do that as well.
Yes, it's been a great party spot because it's right there on the corner, so it's really easy to get to, and it's a nice open space, and it's a great place to host an event.
It is. Mm-hmm. Well, there it is. There's the Facebook page. The Rec Center is located on 13th Street in Viola. The address, the phone number, they're both on your screen. And for updates on what's happening at the Rec Center, be sure to give them a follow on Facebook. Just search Viola Rec Center. Robin, congratulations, and thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. You guys are great.
All right. Well, thank you so much for watching.
Your local news at 4 is coming up next.